Thank you. So, Ian talked about Blanchot. I'm going to quote Derrida, so forgive me. In an essay on Shelley's The Triumph of Life, Derrida writes, "If from life we appeal to light, from thee to vision, we can speak here of survive, of living on in a life after life, or a life after death, as in survision, seeing on in a vision beyond vision." Slater Orchard, a book named after an orchard, named after a street, named after someone who made bread from bones, and Darcy Dinigan's latest book spells out this vision beyond vision, or reaches for this light beyond life, as it is a writing out of what you can do in a ruined world, having prepared a language like tools for a dinosaur dig into the future, in order to find the end and what it meant before the after the end ends. Or in Dinigan's own words in a recent interview announcing the question of what is the word carrying inside itself, and all words lead to living or to dying. Dinigan's writings have always taken the precarity of a future or of a life as central, teetering on the edge of language and life, text and death. In Madam X, writing, "When the motorboat man asked me to love him, I whispered precipice, the word for the no more boyfriend feeling, because precipice contains ice, practically twice, because I wanted teetering." In an email yesterday, I asked Darcy, "How much time do we have left?" Her response, "IDK, a lot of us are already dying. Overall, we may have time left if we give up a little or a lot of what we think makes us human. I'm not willing to give up the human part of me that needs to believe in a future, though." I asked, "What is your favorite snack, and where do you like to eat it?" The answer, popcorn in hiding. What would you be if you didn't have to be the world's greatest writer? A chain-smoking dancer. In the same recent interview, not my now interview, upon being asked the primary influences of Slater Orchard, Dinigan replies, "Bridget Pegan Kelly's The Orchard is one of the books of my life's time. It is lush with death. How can that be so? I will spend my life with the book open on my lap thinking about that question." The narrator in Slater Orchard tries to make death luxuriantly fertile, tries but can't. I asked, "Worst advice you've ever been given by Bridget Pegan Kelly?" The answer, "Why would you get divorced if he's not mean to you?" "Best advice you've ever been given by Bridget Pegan Kelly? You probably can't have a job and kids and still write seriously unless you have someone helping you, or something to that effect." Also, she said to read David Markson. And on those children, best babysitter confession about your children. And this is a quote, "I think I'm giving up babysitting to concentrate on schoolwork." What non-poet is writing the best poetry right now? OMG, favorite Q, Xander Mero? Def a visual artist. Some words finally on Dinigan's recent MAMA movement. And the answer, this is an arts movement. You may have heard of the Dada movement, but this has nothing to do with that. This is the MAMA movement. The answer, "We only answer to the goddess Babo and Pussy Riot and Farnoosh. But even if I could answer, it would make no sense because we shun sense." Darcy Dinigan is a poet and playwright alive in Providence, Rhode Island, and exploring otherworldliness and female absurdists. Her books include Slater Orchard, The Parking Lot, and Other Feral Scenarios, and Madam X. Please give your warmest welcomes to the warmest welcoming writer of the lush horrors filling the future and their fallout, Darcy Dinigan.
Thanks,
Applause.
Adam. Thanks for quoting my email word for word. And thanks, Ian, too.
Yes, I
And thanks, Stephen. I sincerely hope what I'm about to read is somewhere between the state you described as being between diseased and ecstatic. I love that line. I'm not going to read from Slater Orchard, though. I'm going to read from, to hold it, it's The Parking Lot. This? Not my face. My face? Eaten off. The deers ate my real face right off. There are five deers. I was sleeping. Five deers. Look, they're right there. See them? You can't. camouflage, that white in the fur. Me, on the other hand, I'm thinking of dyeing my hair for the wedding. At least 20 white specks in my head of hair. Last time I looked, in a mirror, on the cars. Rear view. I used to look all the time. Check for whites, dead hair. Checked every morning for, white is dead. I want to see it. Getting old? Getting? No, not a germ. Can't catch it. Not a bug in the mouth. Not, good morning, I'm saying to a driver. Oh, good morning. And a moth flies into my mouth. Better be a small one. Look at me. Small throat. Very small. Moths get stuck. Old white powdery moth. Cough a mouth out. You can't. Getting old? Not a germ. Can't get it. It's dead. Dead in the stomach. Something in the stomach. In there. See? You can't. My dress. Keeping it on. For now. It's inside. Right now. It's happening. Hard to, but the deers. Poor deers. They came with the lot. Up to 20 cars this lot can park. Though no cars come anymore. No cars come. Deers ate off my face and bam, no cars. Asleep I was in their cage. Cage, the owner thought, what? Charge money to pet the deers? Charge bucks? Ha! Also, the sign. Used to be a sign. Park and pet. It's true. Park and pet. When I took over the lot, you can imagine. You can imagine what the driver thought, but I was not, oh, no, no, no hands on me, thank you. No chapped skin on me for the wedding. Park and pet, though. No one has ever come for the deers. Has ever come. And no more cars come. No more cars since the face eating. Eaten off since then. My sweet face. Oh, they liked it. Liked it right off. Always use oil on your face. Moisturizing. Oh, there were just puddles of it. The oil. Very sweet. Car oil can be. Got to take care of your skin. The whiteness. Dead in the stomach. Moisturized I was. Asleep. The deers. They licked me. Liked it. Oh, licked my sweet face off. This? Not a real face. Oh, mess it was. What a mess. The snow. All white in the lot. Clean white carpet. Softest it's ever been. It has to be blood. White is dead. It has to be something not dead. Moving, you know? My face. They bleed the most. Out of the whole body. Faces. The snow. Clean white carpet. Go to sleep, I said to myself. And did. There has to be blood. Oh, there was. Poor deers ate my face off. Woke me up. Blood on the snow. A fountain it was. Fountain, I tell you. Trickling. I like a trickle. Woke up, quiet, just a trickle. Felt the sound. Felt it. You can't hear it. Felt it. Fountain. Nice, thin trickle. Blood raining on the snow. Loudest, quietest thing. Blood raining, snowing. Warmed me right up, that blood. Wish those jets would get my toes, I said. Spray the toes, too. Oh, it's so cold, the toes. Though, I am thinking of going barefoot for the wedding. But so a fountain rains right out of my nose, where the nose used to be. Was the bridge. Rain from the bridge. Nice trickle, very warm and not dead. A nice living thing I was, lying down alive. Deer cage, big as three cars, that cage. Can you imagine? And blood tracks, their hooves in the fountain, them trotting the cage. Got blood all over my nice white carpet. My nice white carpet. How will I ever get this out? Good thing I'm planning a summer wedding. Melted all away. The snow. Fountain of blood. You've never heard such quiet. The deers make it. Deer quiet. That's what it is. A deer looks at your face. What sound is that? It's the sound of bleeding on snow. Something is alive. A deer. Looks at your face. Not this one. But funny they ate my face right off. The real one. Because there does have to be blood. For the vision. Oh, such a to-do list, the wedding. What a to-do. I'm thinking of getting eyelash extensions for the wedding. They do it with animal fur. Yeah, just a little. Do they kill the animal? Oh, but a haircut would do it, just a trim. Here, little dearie dear. Or, you know, pick up with shedding. Deer shedding on the carpet, take the hairs, braid them. Deer eyelash extensions. Need them? Oh, yes. Eyelashes against cheek, very bridal. But the to-do list, what a to-do. The vision, have to have it, the wedding vision. Okay, I go to sleep. Plain dreams, plain and white. Lots of brides with this problem. Cut off a finger. Has to be blood for a wedding vision. Sometimes, they say. Okay, can't decide which finger. Oh, so pretty, and rings. I do want rings on every pretty finger. A pinky. Both of mine very pretty. Can't decide. Every night, the plain dreams. Then, one night, go to sleep. Okay? Deer see my face off. Wake up. Sound of quiet. Wakes me right up. Blood on snow. Nice trickle. Tracking blood all over my nice white carpet. Ha! Last thought. Sleep again. Bam! Wedding vision. Oh, let me tell you. But, park and pet? Get? Ha! Gone. I'll pet now. No park. But the deers, my bridesmaids, you know. The bride is attended by 5 deer friends. poor deers. Used to be a 6th. A 6th? A fawn. Born in the cage. Can you imagine? But the deers. You never heard such quiet. Not the fawn. Oh, Lord, loud. Cried. Cried something awful. And me, a bleeding heart, shaking it was, the fawn, eyes closed. It did not understand this life, hard screech. Well, it's our lot, dears. This parking lot, it's our lot, but the fawn, and me, a bleeding heart, gathered it up, I did, and the arms, gathered it up, my arms. I was thinking of making it a ring bearer for the wedding. Wouldn't that be something? Ring slipped over its tail, its tiny tail. Fawn the fawn. Oh, I did. Oh, it died. My fault. Not from hunger. Oh, no. Summer then. Lots of weeds. Right up through the tar. Lots of weeds. Its little deer tongue. Take it out of the cage. It's crying something awful. Gather it up. Take it right from the cage. Poor deer. Crying something awful. Shaking. Gather it right up. Okay. Take your breast out. That's what I said to myself. Take your breast out. Oh, I did. That fawn dearly wanted that tongue on my breast. Dearly. Take out that tongue. No milk, of course. No milk. Took the fawn out. Born in a cage, can you imagine? Gathered it right up. Took my breast out. The left. Me, a bleeding heart, dearly wanted that tongue on my breast. Fawn the fawn. Oh, I did. That tongue. Rough. Bloody little nipple I had. There has to be blood. Sometimes, they say. If it ate the breast off, ate my breast right off, then ta-da! True bleeding heart. Wouldn't I be then? No, it died. My fault. Died. It did. A car. No blood. None at all. Turned all white. All white. Fur totally white. You never heard such quiet. What to do? The car. Never stopped. No blood. None at all. Just white. A white in the whiteness. 5 deers now. No ring bearer. The bride is attended by 5 dear friends. And now, 3 of my hairs. Gone white. Oh, down there. I checked. Used to look all the time. Car mirror. My face. My hair. 20 white specks. I counted. That last time. But down there, 3 white ones. Lifted up my dress. Bam! 3 dead white ones. I'm thinking of plucking them for the wedding. Summer wedding, don't you know? Oh, yes. Weeds abloom. Sky? Not white, I'll tell you that. Tar soft. Summer wedding. The vision? Of what? It. A throat? Hard to say. A throat. Can't see my own. Poor dears. How did they eat off my face? Hard to say. Tongues very rough, me with that sensitive skin, moisturized well, oiled right up, very sweet. Car oil can be. Tunk took my sweet skin off. Cut off a finger. It needs to be blood. Sometimes, they say, for the vision, a finger. Me? The whole face. Well, what a vision. Ravishing. It. A throat. I ate it. The throat. I ate it. In the vision. That is part. There's more. A throat, if you can believe it. Can't see my own, but a throat? How sure? I did think. What's between the legs? Is it what's between the legs? A throat? Or what's between the legs? Thought that. Both pink. Both hard to see on yourself. But a throat. It was. I'm sure. I ate it. There's more. Hard to say. Woke up. No face. Lips. Gone. Nose to the bridge. Gone. What cheeks I had. All gone. The wedding. First thought. Lips, lips, lips for the kiss. A car. Take me to get a face in a car. Okay, get yourself right in the car. Driver, okay. No cars. Not one. Whole lot empty. What? No cars. Never happened. No cars. This is my lot now. It's not good to laugh. I do wonder. Something stuck. A stuckness in the throat when I laugh. Doesn't go all the way through the laugh. Ever since the vision, really, wedding vision, a throat, maybe, pink curled thing, bloody smell. Smelled something awful, fresh wound smell, it did, and I ate it. Pink curled thing, a throat, maybe. Mine is very small, my throat. A mouth rips in, I choke. But for the throat, the vision throat, the one I ate, so tiny, a bird throat, it was. White one, white throat bird, and I ate it. Teeth right through in the vision, teeth through that pink curled thing, a throat. I ate it. What it means, hard to say. White throat, piggy bird, here piggy pig, here pig, let me eat your throat out. No, not like that. In the vision, had the throat in my hands on a platter of skin, my hand. Tiny throat, tinier than mine, thought in the vision, eat that throat, flatten that blood sac. Oh, I did, with my teeth. White throat's throat, piggy bird, pig, pig, I did. Chewed right through, swallowed. What does it mean? But there was more. Red lake, lovely blood, ravishing. What a wedding it'll be. Vision like that, woke up, thinned out. Bleeding like that thinned you out, not your hide. Poor dears, hadn't eaten in weeks, except my face. Things will be fed on. Here, little piggy bird, peg, peg. Ate a white throat's throat, I did. Hard to say, things will be fed on. Like my face, not this one, my real face. Now, a kale keeps in the bone, the blood. A nice kel, thank you. Thank you, designed it myself. The bride wore a kel in place of her face. I'm laughing, can't laugh, caught in the throat, my throat. Since the vision, ate a white throat's throat, bit into it, swallowed. Swallowed, but did I? Something caught in there, not the laugh. It's the laugh that wants to get through. Platter of skin, my hands. Hands brought the pink thing right to my lips, my real lips. Not these. Lips, lips, lips for the kiss. Something is alive. Hear it? You can't. Something is alive. Chewed a piggy bird's throat in the vision. White throat, piggy bird, chewed and swallowed. Swallowed, but did I? Up, down, stop talking, I said to myself. Right now I'm saying it. Stop talking. Hope you know what the dream means. Not to make a sound is what it means. Wedding vision, thank you very much. Not dream vision, wedding vision. So much to say. Okay, hurry then. Okay, have to say goodbye soon. As you know, swallowed a Peggy Bird's throat, white throat's throat, halfway down now, inside me now, lips still very soon, feel a kiss coming. Hear it? You can't. No sound, my ears. A kiss is coming, the white throat's throat. The Peggy Bird, inside me now, intestines, chewed the pink curled thing. What shape it has now, hard to say, but it will say. Hold on.